Do essential oils work for depression? Essential oils can be a calming solution for constipation in adults, as their scent alone has mood-boosting and stress-reducing effects. However, when it comes to babies and toddlers, the use of essential oils should always first be discussed with qualified medical professionals. Welcome to the podcast of Nucritics.com. Like pediatricians or aromatherapists, who could help you navigate its multifaceted benefits beyond relieving digestive issues. Essential oils for depression. Essential oils alone aren't a cure-all for depression, but they can help to support the healing journey. Not only do these natural remedies offer holistic benefits such as improved sleep and elevated moods, they also possess powerful anti-anxiety properties that could make all the difference in improving quality of life. Integrating essential oils into psychotherapy or other forms of treatment promises to give individuals greater relief than ever before from their depressive symptoms, allowing them space and time on their way towards recovery. Essential oils in aromatherapy. Essential oils are the secrets of nature tucked away in plants, extracted through a process called distillation or cold pressing. Ancient forms of aromatherapy have used essential oils to bring about relaxation by either inhaling it directly or blending them with base oil and massaging into the skin. But be warned, those who suffer from allergies must take extra precautions when using essential oils. How do essential oils work in depression? Essential oils have become increasingly popular as a mode of treating depression, and their effects are more than skin deep. Not only do the active compounds permeate into our bloodstream once applied to the body, but they can also enter through our noses and stimulate areas in the brain, allowing us to potentially experience uplifting benefits with every breath we take. Our delicate sense of smell is so powerful, it has the ability to transport us through time and space. When nerve cells in our noses detect a scent, they send an alert directly to the brain's olfactory bulb. This informs areas like the limbic system, which elicits emotions such as joy or even ecstasy. It also acts as a hub for memories that are evoked by certain aromas, making each one truly special and unique. Why essential oils can affect each person differently. Scents can be powerful triggers of emotion and memory. Whether it's a floral scent that brings up nostalgic childhood memories or the aftershave of somebody you don't particularly like, its aroma has an immediate effect on us. This phenomenon is so strong we may even find ourselves reaching conclusions about strangers solely based upon their cologne/perfume choice. Our sense of smell is incredibly powerful, allowing us to recognize and remember a huge array of aromas. Everyone's connection between smells and memories differs greatly. Some scents can evoke strong emotions, while others remain unfamiliar until we discover the associated recollections for ourselves. What essential oils can help with depression? Depression can be a heavy burden to bear, but using scents may help lift your spirits. Aromas associated with positive memories and experiences provide comfort. While studies also show that calming fragrances have the power to reduce stress levels and lessen depressive symptoms, different essential oils can bring out different feelings in people. For example, basil often evokes bright thoughts of summer and vacation, while chamomile may be an unpleasant reminder for those who had to drink it as a child when sick. Consider the scents that work best for you and make your atmosphere one worthy of feeling good. Essential oils for depression, the list. Basil, mugwort, bergamot, geranium, jasmine, chamomile, camphor, lavender, melissa, clary sage, nutmeg, neroli, orange blossom, patchouli, rose, rosewood, yarrow, sandalwood, styrax, vetiver, ylang-ylang, cedar, Swiss stone pine. Possible side effects of essential oils in depression. Essential oils have been used for centuries to combat depression and bring about an overall sense of well-being. Unfortunately, if these healing plants are misused or overdosed on, there can be some serious repercussions. From skin irritations to more dangerous health effects among young children, pregnant women, and nursing mothers. Therefore, it is important that those in vulnerable states discuss aromatherapy with their doctor before taking the plunge. Please note, this podcast isn't a substitute for seeking proper medical advice. Always consult your doctor before taking any steps based on what you've read here or elsewhere. An informed opinion is key to making sure that any treatments taken are safe and effective. To learn more about essential oils, visit nucritics.com.